This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk, the most exciting, entertaining, coronavirus-free, social distancing, and sometimes informative radio show on earth other than those alien shows. I'm Frederick Penny, your host with Denise Dirks Talk Union, and our producer Cal Hunter. Congratulations, Cal, who just became a great grandfather for the first time. Congratulations.
As of this morning. Thank you so much. What a special moment.
I'm sure all of his grandkids would think he was great. Good to see you. Yeah.
Cal, tell us, seriously, you have how many grandchildren?
This is 18. We have 18 grandchildren and one great.
Wow, that is super. What a wonderful legacy you and Donna. Yeah. Actually, pretty much Donna did it. It's pretty much all her. You're kind of the loser.
Whole accomplishment. She's the brains behind our operation. She's pretty much it.
You're just along for the ride.
Exactly.
And you just do
that's not true. I'm along for the ride, and I buy the fuel.
You are the fuel.
There you go.
Oh, we're going to talk a lot about today. We're going to talk about some interesting XFL lawsuits. A stunt woman lawsuit. We've been following this. This is important. We're going to talk about ammo gun laws in California. This is interesting, my friends, what a judge just came down with in California, because California passed a law that you now, to get ammunition, have to register to get ammunition. And you're going to, hear what the judge has to say about that. It just came down. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, which is 855-529-7234. A lot of people, you hear this, it's rebroadcast a lot of time. Or if you want to see our podcasts, they're at www.radiolawtalk.com. You can go to podcasts or prior shows, and you can listen to any show. What's cool about our website is you can search the topic, and it'll take you to what show it was, because we've been over 3 years we've been doing this show.
Yeah.
And we're growing. Roanoke, Virginia, WLVA, WBRG. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you being here. We are just having a lot of fun in Hour 3. It's getting actually pretty hot in the studio. We don't know why we have to hit the air conditioner, but it takes too long to figure that out. But before we do all that stuff, we do a thing called Case or No Case, which everybody loves, and the people in Virginia, this is the third hour, are learning. This is a fun thing where Cal tries to stump us. Our producer, he puts out a case, and we have to say if it's a true case, and if it is a true case, what the outcome is. And the more points we gain, the closer we are to 50 points, then the other co-hosts have to treat that person to any restaurant that's still open that they want. Cal?
All right, so here we go, folks.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Janie Balbo had just moved to Idaho Falls, Idaho from Winnemucca, Nevada. It was a major upgrade for her. Idaho Falls, a lovely city, properly named with the falls downtown and everything. Winnemucca, also a city properly named.
Wait a minute. We like Winnemucca because we have the Nevada radio station.
I drive through there all the time. It's a great place. It is. Anyway, she moved because her marriage had broken up and she needed a fresh start. After the exhausting move was completed on a Sunday afternoon, she took the kids to Freeman Park in Idaho Falls, one of the main major parks downtown. There were swing sets, merry-go-rounds, and all of that was there. She said, I'll take the kids. They might enjoy themselves. And then she went and sat down on a merry-go-round right after they ate their picnic lunch, took a few turns with her eyes closed, reflecting on her carefree days of youth.
There you go. Cal has got his eyes closed with his head in the air right now.
Because I just completely kicked that line right through the roof. Anyway, when she did that, as she was going around the merry-go-round, she heard the distinct sound of tapping on metal. And she opened her eyes and saw a police officer standing there with a dour look on his face and a ticket book in his hand. And he got her name, took her ID, issued her a citation. And the cop was in no mood to listen when she kept saying, why? He said, no time, got to go now to another call. The court date's on the ticket, good luck. Ms. Balbo was nonplussed, and she sought counsel. And so I ask you, Mr. Penny, case or no case?
Okay. Those of you, again, who are first learning about case or no case, there's two things as a lawyer, us supposedly bright lawyers, think about when we determine whether or not it's a case or a scenario and what the outcome is. The first thing is the logic of it. The second part is just trying to read Cal. So we have two portions of this. I mean, forget about the law, the legal issues, that this is radio law talk. We have to figure out what Cal's thinking.
Right.
So here's the deal. Those of you who are hour number two, you know Cal Hunter grew up in Burley, Idaho, which is next to Idaho Falls. By the way, I am like Princess Bride, the Sicilian right now. We know one thing that I watched that the other day, by the way. I'm the Sicilian from Idaho Falls. Cal knows this area. This is his hometown. This is where he first became a newscaster on television.
That's right.
And so he knows this. So he either did one of two things. He either went out and tried to find something in that area, a legal issue, to make us think this is Cal's hometown. Therefore, he made it up, or he actually found something in that area that is true. Now, what would happen on a merry-go-round? I think it's a true scenario, but it is not a case because Cal made it up because that's from his hometown. It is not a case.
All right, so you say zero case on that.
No case.
So Fred, more invested in reading the producer. Okay, Mr. Cunin, what say you?
Well, lucky for me, I spent a lifetime developing an immunity to iocane powder, so I put it in both glasses. Okay, I actually tend to agree with Fred on this one. I'm going to say no case, because it just seems like it's something Cal would do.
All right, so you say no case.
I say no case. Right. No case.
Well, I guess it can't all be difficult. Denise, what say you?
Well, I thought that Winnemucca, Nevada was what we were talking about, not
No, she moved from Winnemucca to Idaho. This whole thing took place in Idaho.
Oh, she did? Oh, I totally missed that. I thought she moved to... Okay.
I flippantly said it was a major upgrade and insulted all of our listeners in Winnemucca, Nevada, and I apologize to them now.
Okay, got it. And I just... Oh... This is one of those where you just know that there is an ordinance that says adults cannot play on children's, playground equipment, and that she sues because she didn't have notice of that. Because whenever you have an ordinance, you have to have some kind of a notice somewhere, posting or something like that. And I'm going to say that she sued and she won.
I like that. That is a good logical response, and I love logical responses.
Oh, gosh.
No, I do, to case or no case. It's really good that we can sit here and reason together and figure this all out. So I'm going to give you the answer before we go to the break, because I'm such a nice man.
Thank you.
And because, I like to embarrass myself. Janie Balbo does not exist. It is not a case, but... It is, as Denise properly had the instincts, it is against the law to ride on a merry-go-round on Sunday in Idaho Falls.
Yes! So we win. So Denise is smarter, but still loses.
Yeah, in this
she
particular case, she got
yeah.
no way. She got
oh,
no
way. Yes, but the intelligent one lost.
The interesting thing is right now in several areas in the country, it is illegal to ride a merry-go-round at all.
Exactly. Anywhere. Don't even think about it.
Well, you can, but you have to have a mask on.
Well, yes, because apparently that will protect your hands.
Unless you're in... jail garb, it's okay.
Okay,
so I got the big goose egg today.
Yeah, you got a goose egg. It is, however, legal to go into a bank with a mask on and ask for money.
All right, we'll be back. We're going to talk a little more about what's going on with the former XFL.
Stay right there. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up wherever you're listening, on your radio station or on RadioLawTalk.com. Now this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY-Lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
All right, guys, we need to have you read some lines for our disclaimer promo, but first, can anybody tell me what a disclaimer is? Denise, you go ahead.
Non uti consilius me oriere por questus purpurium juris consult.
Latin, that's a nice touch. Thank you, Denise. Next time we'll try it in English, if that's okay. Fred, how about you?
Cal, I don't want to read all this. Can't we just tell the people that we're discussing general legal issues, and they should hire their own attorney instead of relying on what we have to say here?
Well, we could, I guess.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
That is Armadillo. No points for you.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
You know, it's interesting. Everyone's, this XFL actually started to take off. You know, everything's about timing, timing, timing. And sure enough, it's, you know, trying to compete with the NFL to some degree. It's off-season football. And sure enough, the coronavirus, I think, helped put it under, but my understanding, I better be careful, but my understanding, XFL's done. Is it? Let me look it up. I thought XFL.
No, their history. They declared they're bankrupt. They don't have any money. They thought, you know, TV contract, the audiences were good first couple of weeks, and they started to decline. So the TV contract guys were starting to look at it askance, and all of a sudden nobody could go to the games. And next thing you know, bye-bye XFL.
Yes, mass layoffs as of April 2020.
Yeah.
ESPN saying implementing a grim outlook for the future of the league. The XFL suspended operations. Multiple sources told ESPN that this is all from ESPN. The league currently had no plans to return in 2021. So there you go.
All I'm going to say is the XFL and global catastrophes or pandemics seem to have gone hand in hand, because the first incarnation of the XFL was being planned and all came about in 2001. Wasn't there something that happened in 2001 that affected a lot of stuff on the economy? And then after the American Alliance of Football tanked, which was the NFL's attempt to start kind of a minor league system last year, the XFL was at it again, and they had been planning for a couple of years, and this was supposed to be their inaugural season. And again, there were some that turned out good, that were, you know, initially they were riding the wave of post-NFL season and Super Bowl hype, people not wanting to get rid of football, but the season was smack dab in front of a global pandemic. I mean, if I'm the XFL, I'm thinking, good heavens.
Yeah, this is a perfect example when timing is everything.
Yeah, what did we do? Did we walk under a ladder while being followed by a black cat, throw some mirrors down, and step on salt? Good heavens.
This is what I say. I say it in my, I'm thinking, okay, the NFL tried it, and they failed. Maybe I shouldn't try if the NFL failed. I mean, it could be the AFL, whatever it was. But
I mean, the fact of the matter is, I think that the NFL has probably realized that a 17-week season with the playoffs is about as far as you can stretch the attention span of the average fan for this, you know, because when you take into consideration training camp all the way to the end of the Super Bowl, it's about 6 months. And the same thing is true with baseball. It's about 6 months. If it was any longer, things would start to drop off. And if you schedule a league to take place after the natural attention span, that's like a teacher that teaches a 2-hour class saying, by the way, as soon as we're done, we're going to have another hour and a half study lab. I know you're all into it.
Well, I think the core issue here is that baseball conducts their minor league season right along with the major league season. So at a time when there's interest in the sport, they've got different viewing options, right?
Yes.
Alternative football is never played at the same time of the NFL season. They fear the competition, which is goofy. If you're going to have a minor league system, get some minor league players like baseball does, play the season at the same time. I know it's too logical, but
the closest thing the NFL has to a minor league, and the beauty of a minor league system being played along with the major league team, is so that when people get hurt, you can bring in other players that are used to seeing close to major league pitching. And the closest thing that the NFL has to other practice squads in each club.
Right.
But even then, it's limited to what, 10 players?
Well, they don't play any games.
Yeah, they don't play any games. They're basically there to mimic what the other team does during the course of practice. But why are we talking about all this? Well, because there was a lawsuit recently filed by the now former president or director of the
commissioner
of the XFL, whose name was Oliver Luck. Now, for those football fans out there, if you remember a quarterback who played up until last season for the Indianapolis Colts named Andrew Luck, Stanford alum, Oliver Luck is Andrew Luck's father.
Andrew, don't call me Andy Luck.
Yes. And Oliver Luck was hired as the commissioner of the XFL to help oversee things getting ready and that went into this season. Well, an interesting little dance of legal politics took place at the beginning of April when the XFL realized that they were not going to be able to continue as a franchise. What happens to most corporations happen there. You know, bankruptcy was obviously discussed. But the following sequence of events occurred. Right around the 8th of or 9th of April this month, the XFL's commissioner, one Jim McMahon, who president and CEO of the WWE wrestling franchise.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yes.
Jim McMahon, yes.
So, actually, that's Michael Buffer. So, yes, McMahon terminated the $20 million contract of Oliver Luck as the commissioner of the XFL.
Who pays him $20 million on a first just trying something out?
Well, you know,
I'll tell you,
I think part of it is by paying $20 million, you're telling everybody else this says something about the stability of the league, because if they paid him peanuts, I think nobody would have gone to play for it. But, so they did that. That was probably more for marketing than actual services rendered because of the caliber they'd be able to get. That was on the 9th of April. On the 10th of April, the next day, they laid off all the employees, and then 3 days after that, the league filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
And I think that one thing about Chapter 11 bankruptcy, when they're trying to reorganize, the priority of the creditors becomes very important. You have your secured creditors that get paid first. You have your unsecured creditors that get paid next. But
she keeps wanting to say creditors, but it works.
I heard creditors.
Yes.
Right, but who gets paid first, really?
Yes.
The employees.
And
the employees have already expended their labor, and they're going to get paid first. So I think by them firing their commissioner,
yes,
first, and when he's on contract, he's no longer what?
He's no longer a creditor. So for him to get
right.
in line to get money,
right.
he's got to file a breach of contract lawsuit. He's got to prevail and then try to get that money judgment. All the while, all the other available money will be dispersed. By the time he gets through with it, he's got nothing.
But we got to remember, it may not have been all guaranteed. It might be a contract that's not guaranteed, all of it. And so anyway, we're going to come back and talk. Go ahead.
But the fact is, he's filed a lawsuit for breach of contract
right.
for illegal termination.
That's right.
That's what's going on.
We're
that's
coming
right.
back. Resident Evil stunt woman. We're going to talk about that. Man, this lady.
Are you talking about me?
No. We're going to talk more about it when we come back. Stay with us.
How could we do that, Denise? Denise Dirks, Todd Kuhn, and Fred Penny will all be back with more Radio Law Talk right after this. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse,
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Three states allowed certain businesses to reopen with restrictions, even as the confirmed U.S. death toll from coronavirus rose past 50,000, and health experts warned it's too soon to ease lockdown orders. In Georgia and Oklahoma, salons, spas, and barbershops reopened with a green light from their Republican governors. Alaska allowed restaurants to resume dine-in service, and retail shops and other businesses to reopen. They're limited in scope and subject to serious social distancing restrictions, the reopenings marked a symbolic milestone in the debate raging throughout the world as to how quickly political leaders should lift economically damaging lockdown orders. Also, President Donald Trump signed a $484 billion bill that aids employers and hospitals under stress from the coronavirus pandemic. Keep it right here for all your news updates. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
All around the world. The world. This is RadioLawTalk.com.
Oh! Folks, I think it's getting hot in here.
Pals dance, and that's what's scary. You see him dancing. A great grandfather dancing like he thinks he's in the 50s.
Like I think I'm all that. Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
By the way, almost a rap star.
I have a piece of sad news for you.
Okay.
Jerry Bishop, who served as Judge Judy's announcer for 24 years, just passed.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was the guy who opened the Judge Judy, 24 years. And he was 84 years old, had heart failure, and he just left us this morning.
Not coronavirus.
Cal, I don't know if you believe in reincarnation or what have you, but you just became a great grandfather.
How weird is that?
On the same day that this person who was a longtime announcer has passed. And so I want you to track the career of your new great grandchild to see if they go into a career in announcing. Because I know, based upon stories that you've told, that maybe your bloodline is somewhat, how shall I put this, suggestive of certain things. That's how you became a broadcaster, right?
True.
So I would be curious to follow that.
Well, his name is Calvin, the new grandchild, so perhaps that will...
Yeah, when he learns to talk, if he says things like, and now... Mashed potatoes and gravy for
dinner. He's going to say, well, time for a diaper change, but I'll be right back.
Four-time Poopy Diaper Award nominee, never a winner.
All I got to say is at least they named him after you. Every time I mention the name Frederick or Fred for my grandkids coming up, every one of my daughter-in-law and my sons look at me and go, not going to happen.
Well, that's what I thought.
I'm going to try. I'm throwing money out at that. I'm going, how much do I have to pay to have a grandchild named after me?
Have him be called Rich, like Frederick.
No, Rick. It's not going to happen.
No?
It's got to be Frederick William Penny. That's what it has to be.
My last name is pronounced Cunin, and for the longest time I threatened my parents that if I had a child, it's before I had children, I was going to name one of them Elementope. because it's like the alphabet, L-M-N-O-P-Q, man.
And,
so,
yeah,
that didn't
work out.
That was
the dumbest thing in the world I've ever
heard. I know. It was dumb, but it was still a threat, and my parents took it seriously, and that's why they never set me up with anybody.
That's why they got you with cats.
Yes, that's why they got me. No, the only reason I have cats, Denise, is because the first time you and I met, you wanted to set me up with a bunch of people, and I figured the only way I'd be able to take care of that is by posting a bunch of cats on Instagram. It worked.
It worked. By the way, he showed a picture of his cat sleeping on his bed. He hasn't had a date since.
Yeah.
So Todd is a single man. His stage name is Mark Ashbourne. He says it's Ashbourne, but I think it's Ashbourne.
I actually think it's Mark Swipe Left Ashbourne.
That's true.
You guys ever heard that?
A single guy.
Have you ever heard that fairy tale that kind of goes like, once upon a time there was a guy who loved a girl, and he loved her so much that he got down on one knee and decided to ask her to marry him, and she said no, and he spent the rest of his days fishing anytime he wanted to, and going hunting, and watching movies, and dating multiple women, and he was freaking happy. That is my kind of fairy tale.
All righty now. All from Radio Law Talk. Todd, while you're talking about that, you might as well talk about the stunt woman from the UK that's shooting in South Africa a movie, and this is a stunt gone wrong. She's the step-in. She's a very good stunt woman, and something tragic happens.
Stunt gone wrong. It's as if you just quoted the theme to my dating life. Yes, this was a stunt woman, and she had stepped in. This is for one of the Resident Evil. She was the stunt woman for the Mila Jovovich character, which was, I believe, no, it wasn't Claire, whoever, it was from Resident Evil. And they had a planned stunt that was supposed to be an aerial stunt, but at the last minute they changed due to weather conditions and decided to turn it into a motorcycle stunt. And as a result, in doing the stunt, there was an accident. Her face was disfigured. She lost her arm. She suffered catastrophic injuries, was lucky to survive. And her claim in lawsuits was that none of the people involved in this film that grossed over $300 million did a thing to help her financially after this stunt. In fact, the defense was that the reason the stunt didn't pan out the way it was supposed to was because of her performance in the stunt. And a court in South Africa has ruled that the problem with the stunt was not the performer's fault. It was because the stunt was negligently planned, and it was not her fault, and she has been awarded a cash award to compensate her for the damages. But I think that this just goes to show that there are a lot of people involved in the making of a film. A lot of people want to focus on, oh, this had Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and blah, blah, blah. You know, anytime a film is produced, there's probably upwards of 10 to 15,000 people that were employed because of that. Stunt performers being one of them, and they put their lives on the line, and sometimes these things can go horribly wrong. Do you remember a film back in the day called The Twilight Zone with one Vic Morrow?
Yes.
Doing a scene with two children, and the helicopter crashed, and Morrow and the two children were killed in this stunt. That was back, what, the 80s that took place in this, The Twilight Zone, the movie?
Yep.
Things like this.
It was a Spielberg film.
Yeah, things like this happen. And something needs to occur. We covered another story on Radio Law Talk that I believe was a stunt-related problem. And the issue was the person an employee of the production company, or were they an independent contractor? And the employee, this is the rarity of all rarities, was trying to argue that they were an independent contractor, because if that's the case, then they would have a greater personal injury damage award. If they were an employee, it would all be covered under workers' compensation.
Yeah, that was the
Walking Dead?
Walking Dead.
Yes, the Walking Dead case. Interestingly enough, another case that deals with zombies, as did Resident Evil. So, you know, sort of that. Maybe they should stay away from those type of movies. But a lot of stuff goes on here. But this stunt person, she was able to get an award because it was shown that it was not her fault. And, you know, good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
I totally agree. Her injuries were really, really, really bad.
It was the quote that she had that really hit home, and it was this. She says, quote, "I miss my old face." What does that tell you about the injuries to her above the neck? "I miss my old face. I miss my old body. I miss my old life. At least now, I finally have a court judgment that proves this stunt was badly planned and that it was not my fault. That, the subtext of that speaks to the nature of her injuries.
Yeah, so. That's so true.
But that is Hollywood. That's what we got. And, you know, oftentimes in movies, the stunt folks use firearms. That have to be fired with ammo. What do we know about
that? You know
that?
What's interesting about that is in 2016, I believe, in California, Governor Jerry Brown came up with an idea that, and don't forget, there's a Second Amendment out there that call us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk or go to our Instagram. 2016, that you now have to go through a check like buying a gun to buy ammunition. Through the government, through the federal,
Department of Justice?
Department of Justice, yep. California Department of Justice database. And so, which is really pushing the limits of the Second Amendment.
So let me get this straight. If I go out and I buy a gun, handgun, previous law says I got to go through the background check, right?
Right.
And I believe you talked about...
Or even a rifle, you have to go through background check.
And the odd thing, just to talk about other cases we talked about on Radio Law Talk, you had mentioned that you had heard that folks that were buying up firearms because of the coronavirus pandemic who didn't understand the law, who were always critics of the law, were going in and the gun dealers were saying that they were surprised that they went in, they picked out the gun they wanted, and then the firearm dealer says, okay, we'll see you in a week or 2 weeks whenever you pass the check. They were surprised that they couldn't just pick up the gun.
Not surprised, but upset.
Yes.
Upset. And that's why a lot of people don't get what's going through the system. And so what has happened is this went past, and it went into effect January of this year.
So they would have So they would have to go through a similar process just
Correct.
To get the ammo.
Correct.
Okay.
That's right. There were two. First, it was restricted under Jerry Brown, and that was in 2016. And then...
Gavin Newsom
kind of enhanced it. So we have two
right.
separate and distinct ammunition measures.
One of which was an initiative that Gavin Newsom backed, that one, Prop 65, I think it was
yes.
the one
right.
that...
Yeah, that
exactly
sounds right.
right.
That sounds yeah. exactly right. Or something to that nature. And so they actually conflicted. They don't flow right. And so we've got two initiatives that are not initiatives, but these different ammunition laws that are not working.
That's exactly we'll get into what the judge says. The judge comes down. This judge is out of San Diego. Comes down pretty hard on this law that is requiring people to go through this check to get ammunition, and it's flawed. People are being denied ammunition because they don't. Oh, you don't own a gun for that ammunition, like 22 or a shotgun. It's like whoa. So they go buy. They make some. You have to go buy one, even though they probably had one for 100 years, those grandpas. We'll be back. We'll talk a little more about this when we come back.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk for the Second Amendment. Is it being circumvented or not? Next, after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Note to myself, never run aboard the day your grandbaby's born.
Oh, Cal's having a bad day.
It's so distracting.
Cal's having such
so
a bad
distracting.
Day.
Oh, my God.
So
I'm
excited
sorry.
About
I'm
his great granddaughter, that wow. grandson.
Grandson.
That
yeah.
He's, hitting, he's hitting the board. What he's doing is he's bringing us in a 1 minute early, and we're like, Cal.
I apologize for that.
No, it's fun to see, because this is live radio, Cal.
I know.
It's
I
okay
know.
To have live radio.
It's just embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing. It just you, that's why you did three-time Emmy Award nominee, never a winner. It's the same thing.
Than that, except on awards night.
There's a reason why you've never won anything, Cal.
It's true. It's true.
Just, you
I just stink.
Let's see, I just went to the bathroom. I don't know if I can think right now. Let's see.
Right.
Hey, we're talking about the Second Amendment and the judge in San Diego blocking this California law that's saying that you have to register and go through a background check to get some freaking ammunition. And I'm sorry we're politically neutral here, but I'm sorry. I shake my head. Like, what else? What else? Cap gun? We got to register the cap gun. So anyway, here's an interesting thing. It goes on and says the following. And this is the judge. This is I'm going to make sure I get the name right. It's Judge
not Judy.
No. Benitez.
Yes.
Judge Benitez says that the Sacramento Bee came out with an investigation in December and found that of the three in December of 2019, as of 345,547 ammunition background checks performed, the system kicked back 62,000 and said you can't buy ammunition because we didn't have the information that we wanted on you. Some people, it was so glitchy, they said, some people just said, screw it, I'm just going to go buy another gun. so I can get this ammunition for the gun that I've had forever. So I got to go buy another same gun so I can get ammunition for that gun.
Yeah. So essentially, if I own a Glock, right, and I want to buy ammo for that Glock, but when I go to buy it, for some reason they can't bring up my registration for that Glock, then I can't buy ammunition for it. Now here's the crazy thing: let's face it. Gun laws are aimed at reducing the number of guns in the population.
They can
say whatever it wants, but the fact is they want to reduce the number of firearms that are in the general population, with the idea being if the number is reduced, statistically speaking, the number of homicides as a result of that are correspondingly reduced. It just doesn't make sense then when you go in to buy ammunition for the gun that you already own. You can't because for some reason it's not registered, and now you got to buy another gun so that you can buy the ammunition for both guns, which by its very nature will increase the number of guns that are out there. That's just crazy.
I had to live this scenario. I have a very old hunting rifle that's been in the family for a very long time. I'll go get some 30-06. We'll get it sighted and see if it still works, all that stuff. I go to the place. They say, well, you don't have a gun registered in the state. I said, yeah. He said, well, we have a cheap gun here. It's like $300. You can buy that now, and in 2 weeks when you get that, then you can come back. This was like a little 38, and I've got a 30-06. He said you can come back and buy 30-06 ammunition later when you have a registered 38. Now, how does any of that make any sense to anybody except someone who has an agenda?
Well, because they both have the number 3 in it.
I guess.
And if I go and I take my 38 and I put it in my 38, I can take down a deer.
I mean, it's amazing when you think about
it. It is
this.
Crazy.
I mean,
yeah, right now the AG's office says that their lawyers are still reviewing that decision Thursday and have no comment.
Well, we didn't say what the decision was. What the judge decided.
He threw it out.
He threw it out.
He enjoined.
I don't know if it was a she or he.
It's a he.
He.
And he enjoined the background checks because there were two. There was a background check to see if they had a gun, and then there was another background check.
A federal.
No. There's a regular background check that was approved under Brown. And then there was another one. They had to run the buyer's name through the Department of Justice to see if they legally purchased the gun.
Right.
That's the other one. So there's two background checks, and there was so much data entry wrong that there was like 62,000 people that didn't get approved when the vast majority of those should have been approved. And it was just because this one background check didn't go and another data entry on the background check wasn't in right.
In other words, the judge was more or less saying this is a deliberate attempt through obfuscation, or appears to be, through obfuscation to keep people from buying ammunition.
What he said is that there's only 16, it came up wrong 16.4% of the time, kicking these people into being prohibited persons for the gun.
It should be noted also that this was also the same judge who a year ago blocked California's ban on high-capacity magazines.
That's
so,
exactly right.
I mean, everyone's
appealing.
Yeah, they're appealing, but he does. I mean, I can't necessarily say that he is pro-gun or anti-gun for the judge. What I can say is that he appears to be applying the facts to the law and appears also to be pro-constitution.
Yes.
You know, let the law mean what it says and say what it means. And that's he's rendering his opinion.
Yeah, this is definitely going to go up on appeal by both parties.
Yes.
Well, obviously, they already said the anti-gun, I'm going to call them anti-gun people, or people that are, I don't know what you want to call them.
Restrictive.
Restrictive gun people, they're bringing that back up on appeal. I truly think, going up on the Supreme Court, that it's going to be overturned. In other words, the Supreme Court's going to say you can't do this for ammunition. Maybe guns, but not ammunition.
And the plaintiffs are the California Rifle and Pistol Association and the National Rifle Association.
Yeah.
They teamed up before. They founded look, everybody does this. I believe there's judge shopping involved. They founded a federally judge here who will listen to their case and,
right,
you know, has a different way of looking at the law than others. But, I mean, I heard these guys speak, both of these representatives from both of these, about these cases. And believe me, they are strident about defending people's second.
Well, here's what's interesting is you wonder if this is going to go to the California Supreme Court or United States Supreme Court. Or is this a federal judge?
This is a federal judge.
Okay,
federal.
So it's going to United States.
It's going to go to the
United States.
Yep. If it goes. And
well, go to the appellate court. So if it's in California, it should be Ninth
Circuit. It'll go to the Ninth Circuit.
Right.
And depending on, well, historically, the Ninth Circuit would look at this and probably rule in favor of the gun legislation.
Right.
Because that's just the makeup. Although the makeup of the Ninth Circuit has changed over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And then from the Ninth Circuit would go to the U.S. Supreme Court, where the Ninth Circuit, I believe, holds the record as the circuit with the most reversals.
Actually, I'm not sure. That's what I thought, too. I think it's the 10th, might be.
It has since changed because the makeup of the 9th changed a little bit. But before that, before the makeup changed, it was frequently overturned.
Yes, yeah. I mean, it was like more than 50% of the time, cases out of the 9th Circuit were overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Hey, people out of Virginia, did you enjoy this show? I know it was 3 hours. You're sitting back and enjoying your life. Be safe. We truly all believe it's important. Whether you politically agree with how extreme the coronavirus thing is doing or not doing, it's still important to be safe, keep your distance, stay close to your family, and enjoy life. I've said this 100 times. I'm going to say it again. Cal and Denise and Todd, as bizarre as this sounds, and this is a tragic thing, for 29 years I have been, 28 years, 29, I've been practicing law. For 28 to 29 years, almost the whole time I've had my own practice, I literally have not stopped in 28 years working non-stop, other than Sunday, which I believe the Sabbath day is very holy and an important day. And I'm telling you, this is the only time it has forced me to sit with my family, enjoy my grandkids, enjoy my family, enjoy my friends, and has become a positive. I'm going to say that's the positive thing about this coronavirus, that we all realize how close we need to be and what's important in life, which is our families, friends, and our wonderful country. As imperfect it is, right, Denise and Todd, we always say this, this is an imperfect country, but it's the best one out there. And we appreciate you listening to us. That's very important to us. But, Cal, what's the most important thing at the end of our season?
Well, the important thing is that we all know that people on the show have a quick take. And I think, Fred, if you've got a quick take,
I do.
Jump on yours. Okay, go ahead.
When you want to be entertained by someone doing a parody, don't rely on Radio Law Talk. Our first hour parody about the judge requiring $1,000 fines for not wearing a mask was as stupid as the order.
As dumb as it gets. Okay, the Radio Law Talk players crashed and burned. Mr. Kunin, what's your quick take?
Well, I'm going to go to the Second Amendment. The terms shall not be infringed. It's always amazed me that lawsuits can't be settled by simply looking at a dictionary definition.
Dude, that is amazing. Denise Dirks, what is your quick take?
Well, I'm going to talk about during our breaks. I sit here and I watch Todd and Fred play with TikTok apps, and it's so amusing. Not.
We'll be back. Thanks. Appreciate you being here. He's please dancing. We're out of here. See us next week, Pacific time, 9 to noon.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll see you next week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen.
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.